extreme word. Because you know everything more than you. The life is your family. How we treat yesterday in very short time. But that is a specialty for family, you know more than it. So I am very sorry. Today is Vishwaram Mahotsav. We in Vishwaram as a brother station Mahatma, Nimai Prabhu. He used to go to the class of Aparita Chari, of Vaisa and Asa, class of Vaisa. But by minister, one week, three people. And attachment, he was attached of Bhakti College. So he was a good person. He was a fast learner, but anyone who went into school, the class, he was totally definitely converted into very deep Vaisa. Vishwaro Prabhu in Baltimore. Nothing, but not fully. In Baltimore, Vishwaro Prabhu was the son of Vasudev coming to the room of home of Devaki Devi. And Nityananda is the son of Vasudev Prabhu, being in the womb of the Bhumi. Some Peter in the womb of Devaki Devi was offered the Matra and Rohini living in Mahapala. It is Yashoda. So, the home in Rohini was in school. And all these, everything was part. As Krishna was part in Rohini, and the whole scene, put Prasidam, Sattva in, Prasidamananda in, so, Vishwaroopu was part of Baldev, being in the womb of Devaki, and became in the shape of Vishwaroopu. He took sannyas today, came to the school of Adwaita Acharya. He knew that his son is not always. Not a karma. And full of misery. Anyone can be happy with it. All kinds of worldly things to this world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are Krishna Das. So hearing all these things, Vishnu determined that he should be he took the left the home by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very little baby at the age of 5-6 years. Father was not alive at that time, only mother was there. And it was then hard to manage his life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went very well and took some time. But it's so beloved spirit and soul. Thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you, others. We guide tonight that you will serve mother always. And keep me feeling that we guide our many people. Give thanks. But in this thing was not medicine. To have a connection with Vaishnava medicine. We meet there, Shakurita. Initiation. Initiation, as we think that it is a fact of only one day, when Guru is called us, and we go, and here we can mantra, and we are out. It is a part of our work of taking initiation in Doha. Imagine one hour in our party standing there.
Given them into the register. only reading,
no reading, nothing, no class at all.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Gaya up to Godavari Palace, he had to go through many stages. So we have to completely do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from our Vishwarup Mahotsav. He told his associate that I am going to see where to Vishwarup to discover. To such part, Vishwarup. But I first thing my mouth is, there are so many reasons to go there. Even he is told, general people, that I am going to search Vishwarup. But he was going to, in search of Gopi Prem, what he has to give, and it will be only from him, Radha Madhava. And to preach everywhere Krishna name. What is preaching? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not told Gita. He did not told Bhagavata at that time to general person. To a like a general.
Anywhere in his writing, he will tell.
photographer. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered for Swami. Some children have been interested in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So you have to reform all these things. And then you danger to go, Bhakti Ganga to go. And he tried. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami had also tried. Prabhupada had given seed. And that seed, he saw that so many branches had come out, lips had come out, and different fruits had also come out. But now we have to see that some different fruits are ready to rise. So you have to control so that these different fruits should not be this fire. No, no, that junk should interact with you. The manic, they cannot, they should not infect them. They should try to keep it so pure as the one at that time. And try to appreciate with that all this. Krishna pray. What is pray? Pray means God. That anything against me come. Understanding? Any opposite thing will come. This is why
praying.
It is a good cause to make it bumper. It will go up. This is the symptom of praying. If praying is in our hearts, a very little law, then our brain will gradually go up. But sometimes we see that brain goes away. So it is not your brain. We should love each other, not God for us. Senior Vaishnava, junior Vaishnava. And try to be in one way to please and to adopt in all order. And I mean, Krishna. So, when he was no burden upon you, but now he is in uppercut leader and he is watching you and seeing you whether you are completely devoted and in his life. All these things are now. So, the burden is now more. Responsibility is more. So, you should do more and more labor for this. One thing also, that any worldly thing, name and fame, or any wealth or anything should not remove us so far
away. You should not allow the money, wealth, and to take us away from the
first to be in our place, in our this Sahan Bhaja. We should always be one. No swastha vaccination should enter our this. If any such snake or any thing will come, worldly thing, they will keep us more try to preach for the whole world all the methods of our Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana and our Guru. This is the best service of us. Now time is over. Maharaj is offered to the beginning and we will do some kirtan and then prasad. Gopi, lakhs and lakhs gopi. Yeah. Inside that tree, Krishna told, now it is night, full moon, the rays of moon, very madhur, and they are bathing trees and creepers in his very snigdha moonlight. It seems that Chandra is a Nayak, lover, and night is Nayika. Nayika means
beloved.
And moon by his rays, rays is hand. Rays are hand. By his rays, by hands. Taken a red color, abir, kumkum,
you know,
and if a lover gives that color to the face, mouth of beloved, as if Chandra is giving, his beloved is Purvadisha. Purvadisha means? Purvadisha means, Purv means eastern side. His beloved is Purvadisha, Chandra, and by his raised hands, Chandra gives kumkum to the mouth of his priya, that is Purvadisha. That is by rising of Chandra, Purvadisha. Purvadisha means western side. Becomes somewhat red or somewhat like gold. Vyas atva Sukhdev Goswami has decorated this scene in Nayika Nayika Bhav, beloved and beloved. Krishna has come in Chandravansha.
Yes.
So his
descendant.
Descendant. From Chandra. He seems that he is my respected person in my Khanda, who means my generation. So Chandra is saying me that I love Purvadisha, and giving red color on the mouth of my beloved. In so manner, he should give kumkum to the gopis, and he should do rash, because I also do rash. These all stars are my beloved, and in the middle I live. In the middle, and Chandra, and all Taras are beloved, and I am doing rash. We whole are dancing. In the middle, I am, and
round.
All round are
stars.
All stars have special names.
and they all are my beloved. So you should don't fear. Example. So you should do rash. No harm at all. These stars are wives of so many devatas. Devatas, you know?
Demigods.
So don't fear. So Krishna called them.
Telling under that tree, oh, you have come.
Well,
I do swagat to you.
Swagat means
welcome.
I welcome. Oh, you have come to see me because I am God. I am God of God. And I am very beautiful, so you have come to see me. You have seen me? Return to your homes. Gopis are watching. What is the inner intention of Krishna? Why he is so close? Telling so. They could not say anything. They are watching and hearing. Krishna told again, oh, why you are here? You should go to home. Serve your husbands. If a husband is lying, if the husband is
blind,
check a little, and serve your husbands. If they are blind, if they are lame, if they are rogi, chawed, they are what? Leprosy, anything, but you should certainly obey and serve your husband. If you are not doing, you are coming, leaving them. So, you will not go to heaven and you are doing sin, so you should at once return. At last, Gopi broke their silence and told that, oh, you are my guru. Because you are giving so many precious and valuable upadesh,
instructions.
And today we have received the diksha from you. So you are certainly our guru. But in Shastra, it has told that first you should obey and serve your Gurudev. Do archan first and then to anyone. Then to Krishna, Bhagavan and all others. Hello? So, we have right, Shastra has given right us to first obey and serve you because you are Guru. So, we are unconditionally.
Conditionally.
We are giving ourselves to your feet. Sarva dharmanu parityajyamam ekam saranam. Bhagavan has told you, you are Bhagavan. You have told that living all dharms, you should be saranagat, completely surrender to me. I am the husband of husband. I am Jagat Guru. So we are giving ourselves unconditionally surrendered to your feet. You should accept us. If you are not accepting, then you will have seen, you will have to go in hell and all others. Krishna began to laugh. Here there is a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rajanne esa ghor rupa ghor sakta nisrevita patiyat varajan neha thayam istri bhishu madhyana. Krishna is telling that now it is very deep night. There is very deep andhakar, dark. And ghor rupa, ghor ka man se, very fearful, fearful. And singha, lions, tigers, and bhalu, deer, are roaming here and there. So you should go, pratijat, prajan, so at once go to your homes. Gopis are telling, we never go. We cannot go. You have taken our heart. So at first give, you have stolen our hearts by flute. So give our heart and then we will return. Without taking our heart, only by physical body, minus heart, we cannot go. If we go, what we will do after going? So we will not go. One thing, you are very rushy. Oh, your intention is that in this night we should stay here with you. You want. But we are very pativrata. Pativrata? Husband, only one husband. That is called pativrata. We never have seen any person leaving our husbands. But today you are telling us, Rajanne Esa, it is night, it is dark. You should not go return to your house. You should be here. We will never stay here. We are going to our husbands. Don't sit towards us. Seeing this, they began to return. Then Christ called them again. So, these are under the tree of Vanshiva. Here, all gopis gathered and Rash began. And from here, Krishna vanished away with Radhika. And from here, gopis became mad and were searching hither and thither, asking, where is Krishna? Every trees and creepers and tulasi. So, when Krishna again appeared before gopis, they again came to this Vanshiva. And again Krishna, he sat down on the dupatta of gopis. This is dupatta. One gopi took the legs of Krishna, feet of Krishna, in her lap, and was telling that, oh, you should not do like this. We have left everything for you. And you have left us. Don't again leave us. Another gopi catch hold of Krishna, right hand in her lap, her hands in hands, and began to weep. Oh, you are very much cruel. You should not do like this. One gopi took the left hand of Krishna And Shiva is only meeting, not doing nothing. One gopi, very far away from Krishna, standing. Shiva is only watching and seeing towards Krishna. With, like this. Pumpkin brew.
I grow.
Like what?
Oh.
She was very angry. And only seeing towards this. And by his sight he was telling something Krishna. And by this gopi, by the sight of this gopi, Krishna assumed so much and understood everything that gopi wanted to say Krishna. Then here Krishna told them, gopis, one gopi, again, that gopi, very gopi, Anantha Radhika, that was Radhika, the gopi who has taken the feet of Krishna, that was Shiva Chandravali, hand Shyamala and Bhadra. So, at last gopis tells Krishna that, oh Krishna, there are three kinds of person. One is that if anyone does prem, then he does prem. Priti to priti. And another kind of person is that whether anyone does prem or not prem, but yet he does prem. And third is, whether you do prem or not prem, he will never do prem. So, Gopi, Atat Srimati Radhika, asking Krishna, three kinds of person, who are you? In three kinds of persons, in what type of you are? You are first, or second, or third. First you cannot be, because we are doing prem and you are not doing. Second, without doing prem or not doing he does prem, you cannot do. And third is like you. If anyone does prem or not, he does not prem. Perhaps you are in this category. Krishna began to laugh. He told that, O Priyatama, I am not of any one of these categories. One who does prem, after taking prem from anyone, if a man does prem and then he does prem, they are baniya. Baniya means only merchant. If anything you will give, they will give something to you. So I am not merchant. In this prem, there is no dharma, no better quality of anything. They are swarthi. Swarthi means
selfish.
They are only selfish. So no dharma at all. Following? No dharma. Nothing good in this. Second type are father and mother and Gurudev. If a sister or son or daughter loves or not loves his father, mother and guru, does not serve, yet they have kind sight on them. They love a wretched sishya, son or daughter. They are dharmic and they are pure. And something now, everything is better in them. I'm not within these two categories. And you are accepting this. Now third category, they are four kinds of persons in this category, in lost category. One, those who are Atmaram. Atmaram is a word in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are remaining in his Atma. Mane, what is?
In English, self-satisfied. He is satisfied in the self.
That is Atmaram. Aptakam, those, everything is fulfilled. Nothing to have anything, no ambition, no anything. Everything has been fulfilled. That is called Atmaram. Aptakam. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Sanasanandana Sanatana. They are all Atmaram. Or Atmaram, these are also Atmaram. Third is Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means those who are not serving his father and mother and Gurudev. Then they are Guru Drohi, against Guru, evil doer of Guru and father and mother. They are very wretched persons. They are more than animals. They are Guru Drohi. And Akritagya, ungrateful. If I am doing something good to you, what do you deny? That is ungrateful. I'm not anyone within these things, in these categories. I'm not Aptakam. I'm master and everything of Aptakam. Not only Aptakam. I'm Aradhya of Aptakam. Atmaram, I'm not Atmaram. But Atmaram,
thinking of me.
And that is why they have become Atmaram and Atma. And I'm not Guru Drohi. I'm so much greater than Guru Sevak also. And not ungrateful. And why I disappeared? We have given everything and forget everything for your religious own. You have given up your husband, your lajja. Lajja means same wife. History. Women can leave everything, but not same. Same is more than of women. But you have left this also. Husband, children, everything. Even happiness of bodies and self, anything. That's it. So, I wanted to give you something, some more thinking about me. So I disappeared as if a very poor man has not a single rice, and he anyhow very fortunate. He
Something
a very coin of gold. Archintamani he receives. But he don't know that what is this. He imagined that it is a piece of glass, broken glass. Anyone took that chintamani. He began to search where this piece of broken glass is. He could not find. A man asked him, what you are searching? He told that, I am searching, I have received any piece of broken glass, very, very good, looking good. So I'm searching. Oh, I have seen that thing. This was not a piece of glass broken, but it was parashmani, chintamani. By touching in iron, that iron will become gold. So precious thing. You have lost this. Tell me, he became mad, began to cry, weeping. Oh, I have lost this very valuable thing. And always remembering and weeping whole day and night. So you are loving me, but yet there is some lacking in your brain. I wanted that this would be fulfilled. So I vanished. That you should think and think and think, remember and remember me. That is why I became vanished. That your brain should develop and develop. So that one will know that gopis are the last stage of brain. Jagat knows, all world knows, that in meeting, how joyful they are. But in separation, how they are, anyone does not know. Now they will know, and they will always remember you, all gopis, not to me, but they will think only the dust of gopi feet, pande nanda braja istinam padurinam avikrusha. Yasam hari kathod gita punat vanatya. Hoj var very lucky and very lucky. I will not give anything in revenge.
In exchange.
That you have given to me. So I will be always ready and ready to you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Detective. So please be placed upon me. I will be debted to you. All the daggers were done in under the tree of Shivat. In nearby, there is a place of Gopeshwar Mahadev. He came from Kailash at first and went to go to Bansibat to see pastimes of Rash Leela. But Gopi checked him at the Sima of, at the border of Vrindavan, near Akrur Ghat, the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. Shankar began to weep and began to meditate with Yogamaya, Paurnamasi. After 4,000 years, she became visible to Shankar and told him to ask that you want. Shankar told that, I want to see the Rash Leela of Krishna. What you cannot see, very, very durlabh for you. Any man having the abhiman, proud name of God, like proud, that I am woman and I am gopi, and my marriage has been done to a god, that gopi can see. Those who have no disqualification, a male cannot go there. Any male rather than Krishna cannot see this. You are male, you cannot go. Then he began to weep and catch hold the feet of Guru Maya. Then he at once took the hands of Shankar and gave him in the Brahma Sarovar, Brahma Radha, and put the in the pond, that pond, Brahma Radha. And he put out of water, she became very, very beautiful gopi. And told her, Purnimadevi, that you should be watch from there by hiding on a Pinikunja, where now Gopiswar Mahadevi is situated in groves. Told nothing. When Raj began, then gopis are saying paraspar, each other, and to Krishna, that today we are not feeling so happy, and no taste in rasa. Why? It seems that any person who has no qualification and not sajatiya, qualification like gopis, some other nature person have come here. They began to search all gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis. At least they found a new gopi there. They caught hold of their beni and asked, who are you? She cannot tell who is she. Because Padmavati has not given any name. Who are you? What is the name of your husband? What is your name? What is the name of your parents and sasur and sas, sasur and mother-in-law? Is there any brother of you? Where is your village? Where is your father-in-law's abode, place? No reply. Oh, you are newcomer. You have no qualification that a gopi should have. So catch hold of their babies. Began to do like this. She began to be at last. She remembered Purnimasi. Purnima Devi at once came. She requested them not to beat me. She is my Kripa Patri. He is my object of mercy. So you should be merciful of him. Please give him right to see your house. Then Krishna became very much pleased, and Radhika and Gopis, and told her that your name is Gopiswar. And now you can see our rash, and we are giving you power that if a newcomer, new sadhak comes in Vrindavan, and if he permit, then he can enter in Vrindavan, and his ambition is fulfilled. Without your mercy, he is not fulfilled. So this was done at still a symbol murti of Gopiswar Mahadev is in Rashma. So it is our Aradhya Dev like Krishna. Siman Rashna Rasarambi Bansi Bhat Tatastita Karshan Bhaini Sunaili Gopi Gopi. This is a Nitya place, Nitya Bansi Bhat. Always in the night, Krishna calls Gopi under this tree. And